It's time for the book interview.
Boring books, that's all.
Books? Are you nuts?
No, nothing boring here. Money Life will bring you a book that is out right now. A book that will help you learn more about your finances.
A book that would make Ulysses look like it was written in crayon.
Smart books by smart authors that can help you decide how to best manage your money.
It's not a book! It's a weapon!
It's a weapon against making the kind of mistakes that people make in their financial lives. Money Life brings you the books, the authors, and the information to protect you from these missteps and help to keep your financial future secure.
I read your book. I liked it very, very much.
Don't just take it on faith. Hear the authors talk in depth about their books and give you the facts and figures to back up their information.
It's faith. It's the flower of light in the field of darkness. It's giving me the strength to carry on. You understand?
Is that from your book?
No, it's Johnny Cash, Live at Folsom Prison.
Welcome to the book interview here on Money Life. And today we're talking with Barbara Weltman. Now, normally we don't talk to authors who have multiple books out at the exact same time, but you'll understand why Barbara does, because she is the author of J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2017. That's your complete guide to everything deductible. But she's also the author of J.K. Lasser's Your Income Tax 2017 for preparing your 2016 tax returns, and J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2017, your complete guide to a better bottom line. Now, we're not going to focus on the small business taxes because we're not a business-to-business show, and we're not going to do much with preparing your taxes because the truth is, well, you either have a tax preparer or you're doing it yourself, and while you can use the book to get help on the show, we're not going to necessarily help that many people that way. So the book itself, it's very, very good if you're going to be doing your own taxes. In fact, I received a copy of it, and one of my daughters was saying, I want to try maybe doing my own taxes for the first time this year. So I said, okay, here's all the tax paperwork you got, and here's a copy of the J.K. Lasser Guide. But we're going to focus on 1001 deductions and tax breaks. Now, that said, if you want more information, it's easy. My guest is Barbara Weltman. Her website is barbaraweltman.com. She's on Twitter, at Barbara Weltman. All that should be easy to remember. Right now she's here. Barbara Weltman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, 1001 deductions and tax breaks. I, as a personal finance journalist, sort of hate writing the last-minute tax stories where it's, hey, don't forget that you can do this and don't forget that you can do that. Because as a general rule, some of this stuff applies to too few people and it's hard to do. 1001 tax deductions obviously means that most of us are missing hundreds of at least potential deductions. But the truth is, how many would you say the average person probably could realistically use?
Can't give you a real number, but 2/3 of people take the standard deduction. So they're missing out on a lot of these special breaks and deductions. People who itemize are going to get the lion's share of these tax breaks.
The breaks that we're talking about here do go beyond the standard. I mean, you know, everybody knows, okay, yeah, make sure you're getting the mortgage interest deduction or what have you. What are the ones that you think people miss out on most often?
One of my favorite tax breaks is the retirement savers credit, because it's one of the few times in the tax law where you actually get to double dip. You get two breaks for the price of one, actually. So this is a tax break, that a tax credit, a dollar for dollar reduction on your taxes that you get if you contribute to your company's 401k plan or you put money into an IRA. There are income limits, but the income limits go up every year, and they're higher than they were last year. So just because you didn't qualify last year, don't assume that you wouldn't qualify for it this year. So it's one of those great breaks to take a look at, because it's not costing you any extra. You've already taken the action with respect to putting money into your IRA or your 401k.
Well, and let me take a step back, because I should have asked the question. You talked about how obviously the tax breaks go to the folks who itemize. Is it your experience that more people should itemize? In other words, that people, you know, my daughters are starting out. I doubt they can do anything that would get them to where itemizing would actually pay off for them. Not that they're not aware of it and thinking about it, because they grew up in my household, so they are. But I doubt that they could do anything that would actually get them enough either income or deductions to make it worth their while at this point. But for you, when you talked about people, you know, to get the deductions, you have to go to itemize. Do you think that too few people actually itemize?
It does require extra effort, because you do have to have the paperwork, the receipts, and the other documentation to support the deductions that you claim. For example, you can only take charitable contribution deductions if you itemize. And in order to take those deductions, if you donate $250 or more, you have to have a written acknowledgement from the charity. And for smaller deductions, you have to have copies of your bank statements or your credit card statements showing the deduction. So there is a lot involved when it comes to taking the itemized deductions. But with that said, you may be shortchanging yourself if you don't adopt a strategy throughout the year of retaining the records that you need, so that come tax time you can see, will I get a better shake if I take my standard deduction or I itemize? Because you can take whichever is better for you.
Well, that raises the other question that I've always had as the journalist. I've always, you know, we get near tax time, and trust me, folks, if you could see my email, when we get closer to tax time, it'll be a bunch of things to do before the deadline hits, etc. And the truth is, I always find that ineffective, because if I learn about a deduction, but I didn't keep everything, or I can't reconstruct everything, the first I'm going to be able to use it is next year. And that may be part of the issue here as well, that without a book like yours, we're not going to know about the deductions to be able to set them up. And even when we find out about them, it's going to take us a little while to do it, right?
Perhaps, but you can, for example, with the charitable deductions that I just discussed, if you made donations in 2016 and you didn't get the acknowledgement, contact the charity. It's not too late to do that. With many other expenses, you probably do have the records. If you've kept, if you're online banking, you can just go back to the older statements and print out what you need. So you probably do have the records. You don't assume that it's too late.
You talked about the retirement deduction where you get to double dip. What's another one that you think people overlook too much?
Another issue has to do with paying for education, because there are many options for taking a break with respect to tuition. So there's the American Opportunity Credit. There's the Lifetime Learning Credit. There's an above-the-line deduction, meaning you don't have to itemize to deduct tuition and fees. So you really need to look at the options and decide which one you may be eligible for. There are income limits on all of them. And then which one gives you the biggest tax benefit.
There are also some deductions here that are perhaps overlooked because they are a bit odd or different. What are the ones that sort of stand out to you as like, yeah, you might not believe it, but oh, by the way, you can get a tax break for this?
Well, over the years, many unusual kinds of breaks have come about. For example, there was a case many moons ago that a boy who had to take clarinet lessons could deduct them as a medical expense, because a doctor advised that he do it because it helped his facial muscles. So you get odd cases from time to time. But there are many, I think we started talking about deductions and we talked about tax credits, but another area to explore are exclusions, are items that you don't even have to report as income. You're not required to pick them up as income, and there are many of those, and so you want to look and see what those may be. For example,
I was going to say, give us some examples.
Yeah, the most recently enacted example was Congress passed a law saying if you're an Olympian and the awards that you get from the Olympic Committee for gold, silver, or bronze, tax-free, unless you earn over $1 million. So for most Olympians, that's tax-free along with the value of the medals. So that's a brand new break that came about. There are others that you want to explore. another one that's really great is if you invested in a special kind of small business, a C corporation that was like a tech company or a manufacturing company, and you held your stock for more than 5 years, depending on when you acquired it, you may pay no capital gains. In other words, zero of your gains is taxable. So that's another kind of break to explore. And, of course, you have to know, did you invest in the right kind of company? Did you hold your stock long enough? But as I said, there are many of these special kinds of tax rules in the law that you really can take advantage of.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting stuff. I wish we had more time because there are more examples and I'd like to cover them. In fact, there are about 1,000 more examples because it's 1,001 deductions and tax breaks for 2017. That is one of three of the J.K. Lasser tax guides that have been written by my guest, Barbara Weltman. Barbara, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
A pleasure.
Remember, you can get more information by going to Barbara's website. It's barbaraweltman.com. And as long as you're doing that, well, it's easy enough to remember it for Twitter because she's at Barbara Weltman. All right, we just hit the halfway pole on today's edition of Money Life. But halfway? Well, that means we're just getting started, really. So don't touch that dial. Don't press any buttons. Don't go anywhere. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in just a moment.